The following podcast contains spoilers.
Hey, it's Joe Bunzarelli.
All right, Star Wars Celebration in full effect. We got an Ahsoka trailer and all kinds of Star Wars news. So me and Bob put together a show.
This is the Bunzarelli Show.
This trailer, the show has a different look to it than all the other ones. And it looks awesome. I mean, like, the actual look to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, each show has a sort of color tint to it. You know, like, Marvel did that with all their shows, like Daredevil and, whichever the other ones was. I can't remember.
Like, but all each those Netflix one had ones a different, and WandaVision, that's your
all the Netflix ones.
Yeah,
it was the four that they connected all of them together.
Yes.
Well, each one of them had, like, a different color filter on it. And each show you'd watch, it was like, you know, you didn't notice it when you were just watching the show. But then they had the one season where they're all together, and each time it'd go to a different character, like that filter would be put on. So it's kind of ridiculous how they did it.
Oh, they overdid it, you're saying?
Well, yeah, they overdid it.
Gotcha.
But but this show, it looks the robots in it and the look of everything, it looks sweet. It looks really cool.
Before I get into a lot of the characters and the things that you the one that I think you would have recognized, did you catch Mon Mothma in there? There was a hologram. There was a hologram of a bunch of senators, and one is Mon Mothma, who was the one from Andor.
Was it the gray-haired guy?
No, the red-haired woman from Andor.
Oh,
that was the senator.
Oh, yeah, yes. Okay, yeah. I did catch her.
And
she's cool.
Yeah, and she's based off a character that was in Star Wars played by somebody else, but it's cool because they're showing, okay, she did survive, so being she was a leader in the rebellion, she probably is leading the New Republic. So it actually does show some kind of structure. And the fact that it's in that Mando-verse, you know, those guys are all communicating with each other. So that's cool.
Yeah.
In itself, that they got her there. The Jedi stuff they're showing you like Sith warriors, but they don't look like straight Sith. I noticed their lightsabers were a little off, like a little orange or yellow. So it's like, you know, is it like the Knights of Ren starting or some other thing or some Sith stuff? But here's an interesting thing. I just went to pull up the IMDb and Hayden Christensen is on the IMDb. Like, it's official. Like, there was some rumors.
Oh, wow.
But he's straight up in it. So here's the deal, Bob. Just to clarify, because like, Ahsoka's origin is she was Anakin's Padawan in the Clone Wars, in the cartoon, right? So
gotcha.
The first, and she actually had a scene that was very similar to Obi-Wan's scene with Vader, where she confronted Vader and found out what happened to Anakin kind of deal. Like almost.
Wait, she was Anakin's Padawan.
Yeah.
But Anakin, so she was going to be a bad guy? Because Anakin flipped. We've seen everything up to where Anakin flipped.
No, in Clone Wars.
Where I guess it was like an.
Yeah, in Clone Wars, they actually show that when the actual flip happened, so they show you is, because obviously Ahsoka was created afterwards, but she was created by Lucas and Dave, but they show you in the when they rebought the Clone Wars back, the last three episodes, they show you Ahsoka somewhere else and exactly what she's doing when that goes down. So,
gotcha.
And it makes a good excuse, because like we said, the galaxy's big. But it's a really cool scene. Like, she had to survive Order 66, too. Like, you see clones turn on her and stuff. It's a really cool storyline.
Yeah.
She appeared in Rebels. So a lot of these Rebels characters are coming back. One of them is Ezra Bridger, who was another like Jedi that was trained by a Jedi that survived Order 66. The one I was really interested in, it was Sabine Wren, who was another Mandalorian. I thought we were going to meet her first in The Mandalorian. But she, you know, I didn't see her in the trailer, but then I actually saw a picture that I just sent you with her in the helmet. I was happy about that. And then there's a couple other.
Yeah.
But the fact is that they're bringing Hayden back. I think what they might do, like for a guy like you, that's a more like, what's the word I'm looking for? A more casual fan. What they got to do for guys like you is just explain to you what I just explained to you pretty simple. So what I think they're going to do with Hayden is show a flashback and kind of just show you some key things you need to know to figure out her history with Anakin. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because that's an important part of her history. But she did mention it to Luke and Boba Fett. She's like, so much like your father. But forget it. But the actual show itself looks beautiful. Looks amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure, definitely does. And it looks completely different than Mando and Boba. Like, it's cool where it's you're still Star Wars. You still have some of the characters.
Yeah.
But in a completely different scene, just a completely different everything.
Yeah. Star Wars has that spectrum because you got your ground level dudes, and then you got your force stuff going on, and you got Mandalorians. You got so many different pieces of the puzzle. So it's nice to be in this end of it. I still predict we're going to see like some Luke in this one, like more so. And Ahsoka's straight up doing like Clone Wars Jedi moves. Like she's making giant leaps and jumping out windows and stuff. Like
The action looks great. Yeah, it looks like a lot.
Yeah, it looks like episode 3 stuff, but it's not even just like the choreography. It's like just her moves in general and the things she's doing. Like cutting the floor below her and falling through, jumping out the window.
Yeah, it was a lot more nice. When you told me that the show was coming, I was like, okay, because all I know of her is just she was just a wise Jedi in the jungle. So I'm like, all right, well, she's cool and she can do her Jedi things. And then she's like jumping through windows and doing all sorts of stuff in that like cool space city looking place. Can you recognize where they were at all in any parts of the trailer?
The one space city that they show is Lothal. And that was part of Rebels. And it actually is the exact same scene where the cartoon ends and Ahsoka like shows up. So they're bringing it that time period again that Ahsoka met up with them. Was like their show ended. Ezra disappeared. The whole thing's going to be like Ezra appears. Once again, I think as I'm explaining it to you, it's important for them to explain it to the casual fan like you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That you can't just expect somebody to just know everything. It's not going to work. You know what I mean? But I think they're going
to you don't have to know, because it just depends on what it is that they're doing. So you don't have to know why this person knows this person or.
Oh, yeah. Well, Cad Bane, you knew nothing about. And you were just like, wow, this guy's cool. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You didn't know about the 10 cartoons.
Scary cowboy dude.
Yeah, you didn't know about the 10 cartoons he was in. But it's I'm realizing it is important. And they always do a good job about making it approachable. That you're never like, what's going on here? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks great. So this was released at Star Wars Celebration in London. And that's like the big officially sanctioned Star Wars convention where they bring out Dave Filoni, they bring out Jon Favreau and everybody to speak and have these different panels. So when they did this, besides the Ahsoka trailer, there were three other announcements made. All of them are freaking awesome, but I'm very excited about all of them. The first one is Dave Filoni from the Clone Wars and producer of Mandalorian with Jon Favreau and also executive producer on Ahsoka. He's going to be directing a Mandoverse movie, meaning all these storylines for Ahsoka, Mandalorian, and everything is going to come together in this one feature movie. And a couple cool things about that is Dave Filoni, like I said, is George Lucas's like adopted son as far as when it comes to Star Wars stuff. They made Clone Wars together. Yeah. Like they talk about the Force and stuff. So I think it's in good hands. Very excited about it, especially with the momentum, all this stuff has going on.
Is there any information on it at all? Or just, that's huge in itself. You know what that kind of answers? Our last episode, we were talking like, it seems like they really went big. And I was thinking that, like, they're doing this for something.
Yes.
Like, it's not just for this plot line. It's for something. It's like, it's almost like that was a commercial for the movie, maybe.
Yeah. No, I think, like I said, like the stuff going on with the New Republic and like the little spies they got in there and stuff. I think it's like we have to get these pieces in somewhere and we couldn't do it in Rangers of the New Republic because that got canned, but we need these pieces here to set up the big thing we're doing. I think maybe it might have hurt, it might have derailed Mandalorian a little bit, but it's not like out of greed, but it's like, we have a story planned or they're trying to get to and Ahsoka's filming. I don't know exactly, but I think all this stuff is connected. But hopefully we get a satisfying ending, which I believe we still will get a satisfying ending to the season of Mandalorian. But especially knowing this stuff's coming is cool. But I wrote that in my notes too. It goes back to the conversation we were having yesterday. Like everything got a little off track for some reason. You know what I mean? I think it was a pivot to stay on track actually with these plans.
That makes sense.
All right. So they're making another movie that's going to be about, it's set like, I think it's like 2,000 years before any of the films, and it's going to be about the dawn of the Jedi, like the first actual Jedi that discovers the Force, okay? Now, here's the cool thing about it, too, is the director that they got tied to it, and I'm not a big fan of just getting excited about a director, but this one I am, because I will tell you, it's one of my favorites that I've done two shows on, but it's James Mangold, the director of Logan, okay? Now, here's the reason why I like that. Because, like, the guy that did Andor, the director of Andor was like, okay, I'm going to do Andor, but I'm doing it my way. And I want to be left alone. And we got Andor. And I got a feeling James Mangold was like that with Logan. Because he was like, look, I'm making this cool Logan movie. I'm not going to take all that X-Men baggage with me. And we got a masterpiece. Like, I've done two shows on Logan. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's what I'm excited about.
We could do like a third one on it.
Oh, I was going to confess, Bob. I'm ready for a third. I'm ready for a third Logan. I'm at that point. Like,
I could watch it. Any excuse to watch it again.
Yeah. But he's if he takes that approach that he took with Logan and was just like, but especially because it's 2,000 years before, you're not tied to anything. You got no baggage. You got nothing to ruin. Like, you're free. You do whatever you want. You make whatever kind of ships you want. You can lead into what you want. You can not lead into.
Yeah,
that one's really cool. That one,
interesting.
And then the final part that was a big surprise is they're making a movie called New Jedi Order, and it's supposed to be 15 years after The Last Jedi, and they're bringing Rey back. Okay?
Ooh.
Now, I have...
Nice.
I like that. Now, some people are saying, oh, pass, because they got bad taste about the trilogy, but I will tell you this. When Force Awakens...
I like the trilogy.
Yeah, I like the trilogy, too. We make jokes about Luke and different things, but my whole thing was when... First, so Force Awakens first started, like, I fell in love with Rey, like, as a character. Like,
yes, her charisma. For sure. Same.
She smiled, you smile with her, her struggle, her look, and everything. And now, so this one's a standalone movie, not a new saga, not a new trilogy, just a standalone movie about her creating a new Jedi Order. And I think it's important because you're, like, saying, like, once again, it's like, well, we made it, we got to roll with it. And they're doing that. But that one I'm pretty excited about.
You said standalone movie, right?
Yes.
Standalone movie.
It's a standalone. All three of these are movies, like, that'll be in theaters.
Okay.
Which is also cool because Star Wars hasn't been in the movies since The Last Jedi. So everybody's like, are we doing movies anymore? Like, you know, that was the fan consensus. Like, well, these TV shows are cool, but I like seeing spaceships on a big screen. But.
So I wonder how much the Mando movie is going to tie into this show. Because if you want, it's going to be a movie, it should be full on standalone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It shouldn't just be like a sequel to the show. I'm curious how much. I mean, you have to obviously tie into it, but like, okay, let me ask you this: do you know the you said they didn't say anything else, but I wonder what the time is going to be, the time frame, like, you know,
the Mando movie,
like what era? Yeah.
No, the Mando movie is going to be like based on these TV shows going on. It's going to be Ahsoka, but it's that Mandoverse. it's going to be Ahsoka, Mando, better be some Boba Fett, or I'm making t-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Hashtag bring Boba back. And whatever other projects.
The blue guy from the bar that we're waiting to meet some more.
That's another thing. Zeb, he's one of the rebels. Big, expensive special effect. We might not see too much of him in Ahsoka, but we might see him through the whole movie. you know, they might be like, let's introduce him. You know he's there, but we'll bring him in. But I'm very, very, and I got a feeling if it's a full movie and it's big budget, you got Dave Filoni, that's where you're going to get your CGI. They can make a new movie with CGI Luke. We get a cool Luke Skywalker movie again that Mark Hamill's doing his thing, helping out. You know what I mean? And he gets to be a cool Luke again. I'm sure they're going to do, you know, that's where they'll do their Han Solo and Princess Leia maybe and just kind of tie everything together, like the sequels, prequels, Mandoverse. It's really cool. They're really just kind of tightening up all these stories.
Yeah. Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's that'd be a good... You bring him and you have the Chewbacca guy from Boba.
Oh, Black Krasantan. Or Krasantan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Krasantan.
Oh, yeah. That whole crew.
That'd be great.
Yeah. I mean, especially you got an hour and a half movie, or maybe a movie that big, you go three, I don't know, but you're bringing all those things together. But that would, could you imagine that? Could you imagine seeing the way it looks now on the budget they got? Could you imagine seeing that in a theater, how amazing that would look?
Oh, that would be nice. And it's tell you what, I want to see in a theater. I'm going to, well, my theater isn't bad, but I've had a few bad theater experiences to where I'm like, I almost like watching them better at home. Cause I got big TV, got a nice sound system.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to have it. I bet it's the deal where it goes to the theaters, but not Disney right away, but as soon as it's out of theaters, it'll hit Disney type deal. You know what I mean? Because they have to just put it into theaters for it to work, or else nobody will go see it. They'll see it at home.
My experience, now, if you're talking about theaters, like people talking during them and stuff, my experience has always been like when it's a big tent pole kind of movie like that, and you know there's like fans in it or taking that thing seriously, like it's
that's true.
It's an engaged, like nobody's going to make noise in a packed theater full of nerds. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody will get hurt in there. That's a good point.
No, I saw Spider-Man, but I saw it for like the fourth time in theaters. I'm talking about the first Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, and it was so funny.
Yeah.
It was so funny. Like, the guy was on the phone. And the theater was almost not too packed. It was like an afternoon. But the guy, picked up the phone. He's talking. And he goes, so I'm waiting for him to do the thing where he gets up and starts walking out of the theater while he's talking. And he didn't.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right. And then the guy behind him just straight up kicks his chair. And then he gets up and walks out of the theater. Like, bruh.
Nice.
Yeah, take the phone outside. But they're not going to – like Avengers Endgame, dude. I went opening day and it was like – you could hear a pin drop once the last trailer came. So I'm not too afraid of that stuff. Yeah, there's bad experiences, but most of the part are good ones. But just to see
see it on it, yeah.
That
kind of stuff, you have, like Jurassic Park, any Marvel movie, any Star Wars movie, you have to see in the theater for sure. Because when the lettering comes up on the screen,
yes,
and does the intro, like you need to be there for it to be bigger than you,
yes,
and going over you. That's an experience. And then the big ships, that first big triangle one that always that comes in.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's for sure.
Do you remember when we were kids and we went and saw The Phantom Menace? Like I came home from work and I was like, all right, we're going. I grabbed you and our rudder and we just like took off. And we're in that theater.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, yeah. We saw Phantom Menace opening day. And like that crawl showed up and was like, it was like magic.
Yes, I do remember that.
Episode one.
Yeah, that was. Like, that's right.
Like that magic.
Yeah, because we never seen the other ones. Yeah, we never seen one of those in the theaters.
Yeah.
So that, for us, that was massive because we were such huge fans of it. So to see it on the theater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of exciting news. Got good things coming for TV and movies. So I'm excited for it. Bob, always great having you here.
Hey, buddy.
And we'll see you guys.